Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Oh, wait. It's not Saturday. Every day Saturday. You know that, regardless of what the calendar says. I'll even take it a step further. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Are we cool? Awesome. I'm so jacked up. Seriously, I got my seatbelt on right now because I'm about to just flip out of what's going on, and I got to share it with you before my mind explodes. I hope you're having a great day. And I hope your week is off to an amazing start. And I'm going to share with you exactly why I'm strapped in wearing a seatbelt right now. Because we're finally live at edisweb.com, edisweb.com. Let me explain to you. If you're a fan of the show, if you love the Everyday Saturday message and it's got you jacked up, fired up, motivated, inspired, empowered to go after your dream, I'm going to share with you how I turned my passion into a very profitable six-figure business. And I want you to go to edisweb.com. Listen, shoot you straight. You know I'm a no BS guy. Okay. How many times have I pimped stuff on this podcast? Never. Besides the credit repair, which I've used myself to raise 60 points that I every now and again, I don't even have a sponsor for this show. You know, 2 million downloads a year, got no sponsor. How about that? Love it. You know why? Because it's just like the emails I send. I only want it to be great content. Maybe we'll get a sponsor here or there, but I want to get back to this. edisweb.com. You have been waiting for this webinar. It is 90 minutes of amazing content where I share with you 5 easy steps. Just stop the rat race and start making more money by creating a life that you don't need a vacation from. And I'm going to show you how to do it in just 30 days. Pretty bold, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's awesome. And you're going to do it without burning out or breaking down, even if you're feeling stuck. Okay, so go to edisweb.com and register for the webinar. I'm going to share the secrets. Even when you register, I'm going to give you a bonus as well called the 5 Pillars to Freedom. This is a video series, exclusive, never before seen. I literally just created it last month for this webinar, all right? And you're going to get access to that once you register. It's going to be a video series called the 5 Pillars to Freedom. And it's going to be yours just for registering. Why am I doing all this? Because I'm jacked up, man. It's been a lot. This has been something, just this message that I've been working on for all of 2016, all of 2016, because it's that important. And I think of the Jim Rohn quote that just sticks in my mind, and I'm paraphrasing, that either you're going to create your own plans in life or somebody is going to create those plans for you. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. They don't have anything planned for you other than they're going to buy you at wholesale and they're just going to flip you out to the pasture at retail, man. And you're done. I mean, it doesn't matter. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, but I love what I do. Listen to me, okay? If you're not earning income doing what it is that you absolutely would do Monday morning if you didn't have to go to a job or you work in this business, you're working it just for the money. If money plays any role, then you're not doing what you love to do. Now, money is the value that you receive. It's kind of the scoreboard. It's like, hey, I'm making a lot of money because what are you doing? You're adding a lot of value. You finally said, I don't want to be average anymore. I don't want to keep just doing what everybody else is doing and just working for exchanging hours for dollars. We've all done it. We all know how much that sucks. We all know that, here we go, I got to work another hour, I don't get paid. And I don't care if you're making a salary. That's still an hourly wage. It's even less. I get a kick out of people, well, I don't work by the hour. Okay, how many hours you work? 60. What's your salary? 80 grand. Okay, after taxes and the contributions you're making in your 401k and everything comes out, that net paycheck you're getting is less than what somebody's working at CVS or Walmart is making. I promise you it is. And you're miserable, yet you get to wear a suit and tie or dress up really nice and sit in an air-conditioned office. And that's cool when you're 22. It ain't cool when you're 42. It just isn't. And I'm sorry. It just isn't. It's not cool. Like, everybody should go to get a job and realize what it is that you don't want to do the rest of your life. We all need to work in structure, organization. Some of the most valuable days in my life were spent inside the corporate walls because I learned what it meant to be part of a team. I learned the value of having your health insurance, your dental, your 401k, all of that stuff. And it was nice. It was a little incubator. It was my tricycle before I moved up to the training wheels. And then I got into outside sales and management. I got the training wheels. And then I get to ride the big boy bike. And you get to ride the big girl bike around town and show off your little basket on the front. And that's neat. Those are the little rewards you get in your job. Some point, though, you're done with that. Okay, you're moving off the training wheels. You're moving out of the little girl and the little boy bike, and you get to go do what it is you want to do. And there's nobody there to tell you what's right or wrong. What your internal GPS is telling you, that's what's right or wrong. We're all different. We're all unique, and that should be celebrated. You are not like me, other than the fact we both have an incredible amount of passion. We both want to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life before we die, which we all will. We all, you and I, we want significance. We have all of that in common, all of that. But we're different in the ways that we're going to get there. I'm going to do it speaking. I'm going to do it training you. I'm going to do it doing live events, which I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but when you register with this webinar and you view it, you're going to see how you're going to attend my live event at no charge. Oh, I just gave something away I should have done. I'm going to show you that. But you're going to get there a different way. And you're going to get there doing what it is finally that you love to do. There's nobody there to judge you. Now they'll judge you, but that doesn't matter anymore. When you view the webinar, you're going to learn what it's like to just be impenetrable, man. Impenetrable. I love that word because I mangle it. You're going to learn what it means to be standing guard at the entrance of your mind. And no matter what anybody says, it's water off a duck's back because you are so focused. You are just zeroed in. I mean, you are just so zeroed in, and you're not going to be distracted anymore. You're not chasing shiny objects anymore. You're not going from biz op to biz op to biz op to this to that, from job to job. You're not, no longer will you be crashing against the waves at sea. No, 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 no. That's not you any longer. You're focused, which stands for follow one course until successful. That's what you will be when you go after your dream. And it's such an amazing feeling. No longer will you be a part of somebody else's plans. How do you like being a puppet on a string? I hated it. I was a puppet on a string, a highly paid puppet. You can buy puppets that cost $1. I mean, there's puppets that cost $1,000. They're antique. They're more valuable. You might be a more valuable puppet, but you're still a puppet. That's it. You're still a puppet. And I hope that hurts to hear because it cut me to the bone. It really cut me. That's all I was a puppet. At the end of the day, I'd come home when I was allowed to come home. I remember one time. Oh my God. Literally right now, I got to put the other seatbelt on and strap the other seatbelt on right now because I'm about to literally jump out of my seat. And I got to share this with you. It was corporate. It was like I was a manager, first level, and we had this big, big meeting we had to prepare for a review, an in-office review. And we were all jumping through hoops all week to prepare for it, staying in the office till 9, 10 o'clock at night. All these binders. I just remember binders and pages and pages and binders and all these reports that we had to go over for the big wigs were coming down from corporate, you know, Mitch and Murray coming in. And it was, that's a Glengarry Glenn Ross reference for those of you who've never seen the movie. Guys from Mitch and Murray were coming in and they were going to, you know, look at all these reports and we had to do a review, blah, blah, blah. And it was just a big puppet show. And we were all by 5 o'clock on Friday. I mean, by noon on Friday, we were worn out. Like, you just took a rag and rinsed all the water out in a bucket, and we were just, that was left of us, nothing. And I remember going into my supervisor's office at 4 o'clock saying, "Hey, boss, whew, what a week." And I was like, "Yeah, hey, great job, man. You made us look really good, Sam. You were on it, man. You had your numbers tight, graphs, all that. You really, boy, you got a bright future." I'm like, "Oh, that's great, man. Hey." And I was fighting a cold all week working. I must have worked 80 hours that week. And it's 4 o'clock on a Friday. I said, "Hey, man, I'm just going to cut out early." Whoa. All of a sudden, the mood turned in his office. I'm like, "What the hell? Are you serious?" He goes, "Hey, we work till 5 around here." I go, Dave, I work in 80 hours this week. I haven't seen my family since Sunday. And I work Sunday too, by the way. And I can't leave an hour early on Friday just to beat traffic to get home. Nah, man, we work till Friday. We can cut out early. He goes, well, I mean, if you want to cut out early, he says, lays to guilt you. I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to get my own plan in life. I have got to get my own plan in life. This totally sucks. No more. Never again. Ever again am I going to be a part of somebody else's plan. And that's why you're going to hear me now and for a long time promoting the EDISwebinar.com. Because when you go through that, you will see the passion, the purpose, the significance, and how you too can start your own profitable, okay, profitable six-figure business just by using your passion. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, just put it into this system, put it into the formula, and you will be on your way to Saturday. Are we cool? Go to EDISwebinar.com. You'll see it, and you'll love it. And the free gift that comes with it, the Five Pillars of Freedom video series along with that. And enjoy. And I'm going to be back again today. And I'm going to be back again today again. And I'm going to be back again tomorrow. And we're going to rock this thing out until you are at Saturday. And once you get there, what do you do? What do you do? You pay it forward. That's what you do. You take that information. You take the blessings you get, the money you get, all of the things, the nice perks that you get, and you pay it forward. That's what life's about, baby. I am fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.